Get ready to hear the truth about America on a show that's not immune to the facts with your host, Dan Bongino.
All right, so 2020 strikes again. Has it been the greatest year on record, folks? Hopefully it ends better with a Donald Trump re-election effort. I've got a little bit of bad news personally I want to share with you today. I don't typically get into personal stories because you all have important things and lives to live. And in this time now, we don't need to waste any time on my personal issues. But given the nature of it, it's something you, as my incredible and loyal audience for 5+ years now, you are entitled to know. So I'm going to get to that. I've got that, but there is other things going on, and we're going to move on after that too. And we're going to plow straight through. Hunter Biden story's out. Yep, that story's back. We got that. And the tech tyrants. I'm going to show you evidence, direct evidence of how the tech tyrants, YouTube, Twitter, all these fake book, how they screw with conservatives. Not a joke. Welcome to the Dan Bongino Show. Producer Joe, how are you today? Fine, sir.
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I know where this show is headed. I'm going to shut my mouth and move along. How's that?
Well, I appreciate it. I've spoken to Joe at length. Joe's always, I've got very good friends, as I said to Joe before, and Joe is one of them. So Joe's kind of red in. All right, Joe, let's go.
All right, brother.
Well, the bell happens no matter what, right? We pledge that. So
unstoppable
will not
bell.
Be days without the opening bell. Yeah, the unstoppable bell. So some of you watch my show and see me on Fox News at night. Noticed something, and I've gotten a lot of emails about it, received a lot of emails about it, and I have to address it. So I have a growth on my neck. It's on my left side. It's been there for a little bit of time now. I thought, because that's just me and I'm not the brightest guy when it comes to my own health sometimes. I thought it was because I had gotten choked out in jiu-jitsu a few weeks ago pretty bad. I had some swelling on my neck. So I thought that's what it was. But I was shaving for Fox and Friends on Sunday morning. And weirdly enough, I'd received probably 4 or 5 Facebook messages in my Facebook account from viewers saying, Dan, you've got a lump on your neck. You know what it reminded me of? This is probably no time for Dan Bongino humor, but it is because it's my show. You ever see the movie, what is it, Old School, where the guy has the tranquilizer dart, Will Ferrell, and he shoots himself in the neck and he doesn't know he has got the dart in his neck.
Yes.
And the guy's like, the Stifler kid, he's like, there's a dart in your neck.
Yes.
Well, people were trying to tell me there's a dart in your neck. It's a lump. And because I'm a guy, and guys typically don't take medical advice. A lot of me or my friends don't, which isn't the smartest thing. I ignored it. Well, that was a mistake. Thank God I have the greatest friends in the world and the best wife in the world too. I have a friend who's a doctor, Dr. Steve Adler, is a good friend of mine. He used to be a head and neck surgeon. And he went and gave a look right away. And he said, you need to have this checked out via imaging, an MRI. You know, like yesterday, like stat. So I went yesterday and I have lipomas. I get fatty tumors a lot. They are not cancerous at all. They're only hurt when they grow on nerves and stuff. So I've had a lot of them taken out of my body, lipomas. Again, they're not cancer. So I thought that's what it was in my neck, was a lipoma. And I hope I'm not over belaboring this story. I went to get to the point, but it's really hard for me to talk about this because I just learned this yesterday. So I went in and the doctor there, Dr. Todd, who's a radiologist, and Joe from the MRI machine, I think the name was Lauren, the woman there too. I can't thank them enough for getting me in. I got an MRI yesterday, contrast and not without contrast too, both of them. And I noticed when I came out of the MRI machine that the look on the doctor's face had changed a little bit. As he told me in the room inside that it is not a lipoma, which was very scary. Now, that's the bad news. So the good news is it's a tumor, but there's a strong likelihood that it is not, in fact, cancerous. We don't know what it is. It's in a very weird spot in my neck, near my carotid artery and near, vocal cords and things. And it is big. It's 7 centimeters head to caboose and front to back. So it's not something to sneeze about for us. But it's scary. I debated telling you all about this, but again, I've received a number of emails from people who are starting to notice it now. It's grown pretty quick. So, you know, we'll see what it is. I want to thank, again, my wife first, because, I mean, what would any guy do without her? Without a good woman. But I also want to thank the radiologist, Dr. Todd. I'm remiss to put his last name out there, candidly, because I'm not even joking. I'm afraid some lunatic will... But I know my friend, Dr. Steve Adler, doesn't really care because, you know, but he, there were, these are just great people. And like I said, the imaging folks there, Joe and the woman who was there, forgive me, I didn't catch her name on the way out because after the radiologist told me it was not a lipoma, which again is not dangerous at all. Well, it, very, very rarely. I'm not a doctor. Don't take my medical advice. I have lipomas. They haven't been dangerous to me is a better way to say that at all. You just take them out and that's it. After he told me it wasn't a lipoma, folks, everything he said after that honestly sounded like Charlie Brown's teacher because all in my head I could keep thinking was the worst. And the problem is I've had a lot of medical issues in my life. And typically when it's good news, they tell you it's good news. And the last thing you want to hear is every time there's good news is bad news. There's also another growth in there as well. Not in the neck, but in another area that's a little bit concerning. So, you know, I'm only 45. I've got young kids and a dog, a great dog sitting right there. She never even barks during the show. And this was not the news I needed. Having said that, I chose this shirt today too, Folds of Honor, because I just want you to understand that life goes on no matter what happens. For me, for everyone else, this show will go on no matter what happens. And there are people who have suffered far worse than me. Hence, we have Folds of Honor, a charity which takes care of people who don't even get to go on the air and talk because they're dead, because they died for you overseas. So our struggles are minimal. And I've always told you about the Bernard Malamud quote from The Natural, we all live two lives, right? The one we learn from and the one we live after that. And the genuine path to happiness is through suffering. My wife and I knew, she said to me last night, she said, I knew something was going to go wrong. Everything was too perfect. Even in the struggle this year, you all have made our lives unbelievably rewarding. I'm going to move on. I just want to do one more thank you here because this matters. And I know he'll hate it, but I'm going to do it anyway because I don't really care if he hates it because, you know, left-wing media folks will tear him up anyway because he's sick of who he is. But I had to cancel last night. Some of you probably noticed my Tuesday spot on Sean Hannity's show on Fox News, which I've done pretty much every Tuesday for the last, 4 years. I couldn't go on the air last night because, you know, I just couldn't. It wasn't right. I was just taking it all in. And so I couldn't go on the air. So I called the booker, Haley, who's great, from Hannity's show. And I said, Haley, I can't go on tonight. I told her why, obviously. And she was, you know, could not have been more supportive. She's like, you know how the Fox family is. You know, I get it, folks. There's always like some beef with, I understand, but you have to understand behind the scenes, there are real people there. It's not just some big corporate behemoth. There are real people with real feelings that work there. And not shilling for anybody when I tell you that when you're sick and you need something, the Fox crew is the first ones there for you. And it's not just the Republicans either. So we can put our politics aside for a moment. But within just minutes of calling, I didn't tell Sean Hannity anything because Sean's got a show to prepare and, you know, my issues are my issues. Sean's a friend, but I don't want to bother him. Of course, Sean called because that's what he does and spent, I'm not kidding, 2 hours on the phone when he was probably busy preparing his own show. He wasn't. He was talking to me and he got me on the phone with some friends of his who provided some significant assistance to me that I would not have gotten any other way. And I'll never forget that. So just remember, you know, for the lunatics out there like to attack Sean. You don't know the real Sean behind the scenes. I do. And I've told you that 1,000 times. His charitable donations, his work for people behind the scenes that he doesn't tell you about, for our troops, and what he does for his friends. He had no need to call me, but he did. And 2 hours later, he was still on the phone with his friends helping me out. And to those two doctors as well, you know who you are. I deeply, deeply appreciate your help. I'll be flying up on Friday to New York, and I'll have some updates there. We'll have a regular show this week, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, I'll record them. I don't want to, this is too important a time to be pussyfooting around. Just got to get on the air. We'll be right back.
The Dan Bongino Show.